Joined here by Coach Maddie Stillwell out at Trenton High School. The Lady Bulldogs, they are busy. We're talking about next week, and lo and behold, and I haven't seen a bracket for this yet. I'll go on a mission of mercy and go look for this here sooner or later. They'll be at a Maysville tournament tomorrow. You can hear Hamilton-Trenton Monday on KTTN. The Bulldogs will be at South Harrison on Tuesday. And here's a big ball game. You got a Polo team that hadn't lost yet. Now one game ahead of Trenton in the conference standings. Trenton hosts Polo on Thursday. Coach, we'll kind of take a look at that schedule. We will have a real good idea on where the Bulldogs are in this GRC race after that South Harrison Polo doubleheader next week, right?
Yes, that's correct. Both teams are tough teams.
Your team has just been a blast to broadcast, and I'm sure for you it's kind of edgy your seat softball, but they have, for whatever reason, they've kind of got into this habit of starting slow, but then they play like gangbusters in the middle innings, and you really have been fun to watch, and when everything gets kind of clutch, they've made a bunch of big plays for you.
Yeah, they've really produced some runs late in the game, which would give any coach a heart attack, as it does me, but, you know, I'm just glad that they keep the fight. There's so many teams out there that get down one or two runs in the first inning, second inning, and they shut down after that. But this team has got a lot of fight, and I'm super proud of it.
You know this as well as I do, that when you talk sports teams, and softball can be included in this, good teams are the ones where if you give them just a little bit of a crease to make a comeback or get momentum, they'll grab that thing and roll with it. Princeton made one error, and it was a big one, but, you know, lo and behold, that really opened the floodgates for you guys in the fourth inning against Princeton on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's correct. With any team, you get a little momentum, good team's going to take a hold of that and make it hurt.
With your team, one of the things I've noticed from my broadcast spot behind home plate is that, especially for a young team, it seems like that your swingers, the ones that are swinging the bat, have a really good idea on what's a strike and what's not, and they don't swing it very much as far as what would be a bad ball. They have a really good idea at the plate.
Yeah. I mean, that's stuff we work on in practice, you know, even in front toss. If it's a ball, we don't want you swinging at it. We want to practice like we play.
How much confidence, and obviously this would be a different discussion if you won last night. That didn't happen. But just in the great scheme of things, and we'll kind of tip our hat to Gallatin because I haven't seen him yet. I see him Tuesday, and I know they're pretty good. But Wednesday's disappointing. If you're a Trenton Bulldog, you come that close to beating Chillicothe, you're disappointed at the end of the night. That being said, you did a lot good Wednesday. What did it mean for the confidence of the group?
Oh, it was huge. Just to go out and compete and put up 7 runs against Chillicothe and take the lead, it was a huge confidence booster. I told the girls after the game, you know, you play like that against anybody, we're going to be a real hard team to beat. So I hope they took a lot of confidence with them. I think the loss last night with Gallatin, our girls are tired. We've had a lot of games. But, you know, if we see them again, I'm confident that, you know, we would be a little bit better and on our toes the next time we see them.
That was going to be my question. You know, we don't want to discredit Gallatin because I know Gallatin's awfully good and really, really improved this year. But you got just that game that had to be draining against Chillicothe. You had the Princeton game the night prior. 3 games in 3 nights is difficult, especially, you know, those are big-time opponents for Trenton. So kind of your energy level is up for all 3 games, right?
Yeah. And it's like you said, 3 games, 3 nights, it's a lot, but it's something that we're going to have to learn to overcome and handle.
Well, as I said, I'm going to go try to grab the bracket for tomorrow. When do you play, and who do you play at Maysville?
It starts at 9 o'clock, and we just play back-to-back-to-back. It'll be a 3-game guarantee, a little round-robin tournament. But we play DeKalb, Plattsburgh, and Maysville.
What's made you the most proud of the way that your team has started the season, Coach?
I'm definitely most proud, I kind of talked about it already, but most proud of their fight. Just not losing that self-esteem, that self-confidence. When they get up to the plate, you know, they know that they can score runs. It's just a matter of time, and they've been producing. So that's what I'm super proud of.
As we mentioned, play-by-play for next week, Penny at Trenton. Double-checking, that's 5 o'clock on Monday, is that correct?
Correct, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock Monday, KTTN, and then we'll have Princeton. For those of you Tiger fans listening to the football broadcast tonight, we're going to follow the Tigers over to Gallatin for that game against the Bulldogs Tuesday at 5:30. Coaches, always appreciate the time. Good luck against Penny on Monday, and good luck tomorrow over at Maysville.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom.